From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 8th at 8:55, and we have Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. We'll start not with the grains and the oil seeds and what's happening with those at the moment, but rather turn our attention to the crude oil, because that's where most of the action is. After yesterday's pause in the action in the Iran war for a couple of weeks, crude oil down $19 in the WTI at $93.78 this morning. Crude oil in the Brent, that's down $16.83. It's at $92.35 offhand. The wholesale price of gasoline down 35.5 cents today. $2.94.8 of a cent per gallon is the current trade. And diesel fuel down 68 cents at $3.79.6 of a cent on the wholesale price. It's really heating oil, but heating oil and diesel fuel one and the same from the primary product. So that's how things are trading there. Let's do take a look at the action from the CME group as it's related to the grains. Most of that is trading in the wheat. It's down sharply this morning. Corn futures, however, were off just 3.25 cents, or at this hour, at least, for the May. They're at 4.45¾. July at $4.56¼ a bushel, down 3¾. And December, that's the new crop, down 4¼ cents at $4.73¾ a cent. Fundamentals of the marketplace, by the way, really haven't changed very much. In fact, when the World Ag Supply Demand Estimate comes out tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., look for those updates on our website at willag.org at that time. Most of the analysts are expecting the U.S. carryout to change just by 3 million bushels to 2.13 billion bushels for corn. That's what we expect to have left in the bin by the time we get to the fall of this year. Now, the soybeans for the day, May contract 11.59½, up 1¼ cents. July at 11.75, that's a half higher. In November at 11.48¾, down 2¼. The analyst expecting just a 1 million bushel trade change in the carryout for soybeans by the end of the year, from 350 million bushels currently to 349. All of that tells the analysts that we talk to, the folks that we discuss these commodity programs with from the university system, to tell producers, probably should look at making new crop sales if you have not at this point. The other part of this pause may have folks thinking that there will be a decrease in the price of both fertilizers and fuel. Fuel probably so, fertilizers less so, particularly as we get to the fall. The likelihood that the primary plant food, nitrogen or anhydrous ammonia in this case, is likely to come down very much. The predictions are not so. Around $860 a ton is what the Farm Doc team is working with at this point. Bean meal in Chicago is up $1.60 for the day. The bean oil is down $2.40. It's trading at $67.32. Wheat futures at $5.81 in the soft red for the May, down 16¼. July, the harvest month, at $5.92, down 16¼. And the July hard red at $6.11½, down 11½ cents at this hour. And that's a quick look at what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group. We'll talk with you again this afternoon. Thank you much, Kimberly. Back to you.
Thanks so much, Todd. Thanks for joining, and have a good rest of the day and week. Quick look at your forecast. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high of 69 degrees today, south wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Coming up at 9 a.m., 1A starts on AM 580 and Classic Mornings with Victy Geronimo on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Currently here in Urbana, fair skies and 42 degrees. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.